We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious, our guest co-host.
Yep.
And we got a special guest in the building, Sexy Red.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
How are you, first of all? You pregnant, you blowing up, but you still got to work. So how you feeling this morning?
Tired as fuck, man. You know I'm tired. Word. It's too early.
Didn't your doctor say relax and take it easy? You ain't been listening.
Nope.
I've been seeing you. You've been working, traveling, doing shows, videos.
Every time I go to the doctor, they be like, you still working? You need to sit down. They always tell me.
Do you feel like you're going to miss the moment if you don't, you know, if you...
No, I got to get... I can't stop work. I got to get this money.
Yeah.
Work don't stop because you're pregnant.
Absolutely.
Well, when you came in here, I spoke to you, and the first thing you said was, no, you can at least look at me.
She only want to look at
for
you.
For real. You ain't got to mess with me, but she, you can look at me.
She walked in and said, hey, Charlamagne. No, hey, DJ Envy. Just said hello. And she was like, I was stick kissing.
Yo, I was going to say my damn self. I'm right here.
I missed that.
You missed it. Oh, I see.
No.
Yeah, no, I spoke to her, and she said, I don't mess with you, Jess. And I said, why? She said, could you be sneak dissing? I said, all right, tell me what's wrong. Tell me about it. What's up?
I don't mess with you.
All right, let me know why.
You be sneak dissing.
All right, how do you feel like I sneak diss?
I see everything. I was trying to make sure y'all wasn't sneak dissing before I came up here, too.
Where we sneak diss?
I check everything.
Where we sneak diss?
I don't believe it's
y'all
sneak dissing.
Y'all didn't. I ain't seen nothing.
But
none
what,
of,
we
yeah,
ain't, she talking about me.
What kind of sneak dissing you would do, like, Jess?
For real. I'm telling you. For real. I'm asking you.
Miss Ray?
She don't know.
No. All right, look. Because I don't agree with everything. Because I don't agree with, I don't
want somebody bring me up. I just don't like being brought up, especially when people talking shit and all that. Like,
I've talked
shit about
you.
Too now.
No, Charlamagne, let me handle
you're
this. So, what? So because I don't agree with everything, I'm sneak dissing. I've never said I didn't like you. I listened to
this,
your music.
It's not, I ain't,
why
this,
I gotta
it
be
ain't
hating
even
on
one
you.
Or twice. Like, I just be hearing shit. Like, I be seeing shit on the internet.
Right. Like what? Because I've never disrespected you.
I don't know. I just know, like, once somebody rubbed me wrong, it's just.
Okay.
What did you say, Jess?
Nigga, I don't agree with everything. Nobody, I mean, everybody mm-hmm. do. I don't agree with everything. That don't mean that I don't like her music. Mm-hmm. That don't mean I don't like her. She's being honest. She don't mess with me. But I'm asking her, what specifically did I say that make you not mess with me.
Have you eaten yet this morning?
No.
See, I don't want you to be angry because you ain't eat.
I brought my food. You got a microwave.
we have a microwave in the back.
I knew y'all was going to have a microwave.
But do you every time you do an interview, do you look up what the guest host says before you walk in there? Because you said you look this up,
too. Yeah, because I don't play like that. Yeah. Because people are always talking about me, so I just got to make sure like she be in the clear.
That come with the territory, though.
Yeah,
you a big celebrity.
I don't play them kind of games, though.
Okay.
Let's see if we can get y'all on the same page before we leave here.
I'm just trying to ask, like, what specifically did I say? It's a lot of people that talk shit about her.
Go to her registry.
It's a lot of people that do. I'm not one of them that talk shit about her.
But go to her registry. Maybe put something buy something from the registry.
Of course, but that's not what she want. That's not what she need. I'm trying to figure it out.
Y'all both comedians. You know what I'm saying? Y'all both young women from the hood. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Like, why is you doing all that? Like,
What did she do?
Okay, when I go home, I'll find it for y'all. Okay. I don't even want to read her name.
Google. You just know what it is. You just don't remember.
Yeah. Oh. Maybe I do remember. I ain't got to bring it up, though. I just know.
Let me Google. Let me see.
You going to really Google it?
I just want to see.
It'll be a couple times. I didn't see you comment under something under Instagram that got something to do with me. Like, I'll just be like, why? Why does she keep
But
changing?
I have never... It's never...
I seen you on her talking about me before. So y'all trying to play
crazy.
Yeah,
I report on you all the time. I report.
That's what I'm saying.
You're always in the media, whether it's something good or something bad, sexy. Like, come on.
I mean, if somebody was down to you, you wouldn't fuck with them either.
I down you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no, Jess.
Come on, you playing too much, y'all. I'm being serious. Because I don't agree with everything, like, she say. Like, for instance, I remember I reported on when somebody asked her, what is on your bucket list? She said to fuck a lot of niggas.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah.
Because I've been fucked a lot of niggas. So.
I understand that. But that's on. That's a video.
I don't remember that.
No,
I remember that video. I saw that.
Yeah. Show me the video right now.
I swear.
I do remember that.
Like, sexy, I'm not going to make nothing.
Matter of fact, it was Los.
Who is Los?
He's a cameraman. He's the cameraman we know. He asked.
Why y'all lying?
And he asked, I swear.
I want to see.
He asked you. You were signing the autograph. She was doing a meet and greet. And he asked you, he said,
I don't do meet and
greet. How much can I get if I find this video?
Something she was doing, or she was signing something for some kids.
Hold on now.
Guys, that was.
I be lying.
She was signing something. And I remember she said that. She said she'd be lying.
I think that was behind the scenes.
No, it wasn't.
Come on, sexy. Come on.
It didn't happen.
You can't beef with me because I don't beef with you. I don't down you.
You do.
The only thing you reported, remember when she performed at the high school? Remember, we performed in high school, people would give her flack for that.
I never said anything about her performing in high school.
No, you came to pull up to high school to give back, and people were mad at that.
Exactly.
But we supported you there, so that
I
was
didn't
a gap.
I didn't want to perform.
Yeah, but we supported you there for that one.
I know Krishan performed at a high school.
Now, we supported Sexy Red for that. Remember, she went to high school to get back here.
It was prime. I gave the boys' haircut, money for haircuts, and I gave girls' bundles for...
Yeah, we supported you for that one. Trying to think what else it is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I always get backlash. I'm just trying to be nice.
And then under comments, I still never disrespected you under comments.
You did. Sexy. I see everything. I remember everybody's faces.
Right.
I remember everything.
You should.
So you knew when you saw Jess Hilarious, you ain't want to say nothing to her.
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was going to be here today.
Or you wouldn't have came.
I mean, I would have
came. I was going to say, come on, yo.
I would have still came. I just ain't know.
Let me ask you something. Did anybody try to talk you out of having the baby because of the way your career is going?
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Who was it, the label or the...
Nah, my label said, I'm grown, like, the choice is yours, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was the baby planned? Yo, I can't ask you no questions, yo.
Was the baby planned? Sexy, was the baby planned?
Sexy, I can't ask you no questions, yo.
Sexy Red, was the baby planned?
I just answered to him, like, I got some questions. Like, for real, just answer. Look over there and answer him. But you ain't got to look at me.
Was the baby planned, Miss Sexy Red?
Kind of, and kind of not. But, okay. I mean, I was shocked when it happened, but I wanted another baby, though.
Mm-hmm. At this time, or you was going to wait, or?
I mean, I didn't know my career was going to take off like that, but I did want a baby because my son, he already 3, so I'm like, I want another baby.
When did you realize your career was taking off? At what point did you say, oh, shit, we got something?
When I first dropped Pound Town.
Pound Town.
But I remember back in 2018 when you redid Vanessa Carlton's 1,000 Miles, you know, you did 1,000 Jugs. That's like the first thing that you really did that got you like on the map though, right? Online. Charlamagne Access, that
it. You did this thing called 1,000 Jugs.
Which they didn't even know about.
I did my research on you. Like, who?
She I wanna, really like you. That's I why I'm tripping. Right. I'm like,
that's
I,
I'm
no,
like, what? I mean, I ain't had no problem with her at first. I used to laugh at her little videos and all that. Yeah. And
she ain't funny once, no more.
Nope. And I understand that.
You know somebody
that
when they go, little videos.
She not the only one. Your little videos.
You got
to know
your little videos.
That ain't fair, though. You think somebody funny, they funny.
No, sorry. It's all good. But
you can't say they're not funny when they get on you a little bit.
It's all good. I didn't get on a little bit. I just don't agree with everything she say and do. That's all. All right, who is Janae?
Sexy, who's Janae?
Who is Janae, sexy?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Who is Janae,
Who
Jess?
Is Janae, Jess?
I don't know that person.
Any more questions, name? Jess?
Your real name? Right, do you still live in St. Louis? What is life like in St. Louis? Like now?
Sexy Ray, do you still live in St. Louis? Do you still live in St. Louis, Sexy Ray?
Yes. You I'm do. Just playing. No, I stay in Miami. But I be okay. in St. Louis.
Okay. When they tried to talk you out of having the baby, what did you say to them?
I'm like, I don't like when people do stuff like that, because if I'm happy about my baby, then I don't need nobody in my ear, like, aborted, like, like, I ain't like that.
Especially for a career, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I still got a whole life to live, like, what? I don't do this for nobody, for me.
Were you inspired by other people who, like, you know, like Cardi, or, really Cardi, who said, I choose the child over?
No, I ain't think about none of that. It's my life. I don't live for other people. I really don't. I do what I want to do.
Who did you listen to growing up? Like, who inspired you? Yo, you still, can you please just look at me one time?
Sexy Red, who inspired you growing up?
Who inspired you? Like, who you listen to? Who inspires your style of music? Like, I want to know.
Who inspired
your style of music, Sexy Red?
I like Project Pay.
Hey, now yes, we talking my language now.
I like 3 Seas Mafia. I like Boosie. I like Webby, Gucci, Chief Keef. People like that.
Okay. You said Boosie was like your twin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you feel like that?
Yeah, I seen y'all ask him about me too.
I didn't say nothing bad. Yeah. I just asked because you said it.
I just seen y'all ask him. I be having the clear stuff.
Yeah.
Sex, was you a bully in school?
No, I was a cool
she
one.
She don't like no bully?
Nah, I was the one cool with everybody. That's why I don't like when people be trying to come at me, because I be like, I don't even be on that.
Jess, what did you do?
I don't know, nigga. I'm trying to figure
it
out.
I do remember that video you talking about. I just don't know where it's at.
You still ain't found it though.
Hold on, I'm going to find it. Hold on.
And
I just don't want to stop talking because you ain't talking to nobody.
It's an interview that she did where you did. Oh, she looking at me. All right. It's a video that you interview that you did where you said the most romantic thing that ever happened to you that a guy has done is rob somebody and then give you the money.
Yeah.
Why was that romantic to you? I did say something about that.
Because he risked his life.
He risked his life. Okay. What if you were the woman that he robbed?
It was a nigga, though.
It was, huh?
It was a nigga that got robbed.
Robbed another nigga.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Why would it be a girl?
I don't know. That's what I thought.
I mean, niggas rob girls, too, but it was a nigga.
Yeah.
It was a nigga.
Okay.
I mean, not saying, like, it was right because it was a dude, but, I mean, like, when you risking your life for me.
Mm-hmm. That means something to you. All right, cool.
How much was it?
I told you. You know how much it was.
No, I ain't see that for real. I mean, I saw the story, but I didn't know how much it was. How much was it?
Don't worry about it.
Can I ask you another
question? That belly itching too.
Another one.
Give us some lotion or something.
Oh, baby, it's lotioned up.
I see you rubbing it.
She's not going to take no lotion from you. She's not going to take no lotion.
This ain't mine anyway. This is Charlamagne's. I was, you know.
So, how did you and Drake get so tight?
Because he was just fucking with me. Like, everybody fuck with me except Jess.
No.
So, he was messing with me.
I agree. Now that I'm like, damn, everybody fuck with her except for Jess.
Is that how your man just turn on you like that? That's your people. That's your guy. That's your homie.
This is crazy. I'm the one that was like, yo, when them niggas was like, oh, she late, she ain't coming. I'm like, yo, she pregnant. Give her some time. She'll be here.
I ain't hear
y'all,
that
they was like, man, we about to leave. Yo, she ain't coming. Nigga, she coming.
Jess said, I'm hungry. Let's wait. Go.
What? He was like, no, she ain't faking. Coming. She ain't coming. I said,
no, she do like you though. That's what I am tripping off the fact that
she do not like me. She don't follow me on Instagram. Like, she be under post talking about me.
I don't follow nobody.
We was randomly talking about you.
I don't follow these two niggas.
Jess, you follow me, Jess?
I don't follow you. I don't follow none of them. Sexy, come on, Janae.
I really don't know who you talking to now.
No, man.
We randomly was talking about you the other day too.
About what?
We was talking
about.
See,
people just be randomly talking about me.
It wasn't bad at all.
But
I was telling her you was coming.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh shit, I'm coming up there.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday.
Yeah, you just doing that to be messy.
Doing what to be messy?
Now she want to see me. But you don't fuck with me on Instagram, though.
Why you don't fuck with Sexy Red, man?
My little sister is right there. How do I?
She don't fuck with me for
yes,
real.
I do. And I just yeah, and I just wanted to ask, I wanted to ask you is Janae Worry the same person as
I don't play that government name.
So. All right, I feel you. All right, cool. Fuck it. You're right.
She might have warrants, Jess.
All right, I might got eviction on my name. You telling everybody my name?
What?
You can look up somebody. God. Man, this is public information.
I don't
said an eviction.
You ain't got no eviction.
You don't know that.
You know that.
All right. Oh well, shit! Well, sexy
okay,
it is.
Okay, I want
then.
My stack now. Who got the cash?
What was it?
Who
what's it?
Got the cash?
What is it? What
you
is
said
it?
A stack. You got to be a woman in
Let
your
me
word.
See. I told you I was a liar.
It's you don't lie good as me, but I do have the clip.
Let's see.
They putting it in right now.
Let me see. Show me the thing so I can see.
Oh no, I'm lying. This no. I read it wrong. It says found the clip of Jess talking about sexy.
What?
That's see what I'm saying?
No, I thought this, I'm
thought dyslexic. I told you that was behind the scenes.
I was gonna say it's online like that. It's online.
Did she if she says something bad, I don't want to hear it.
No, it's not. Bad.
I know you ain't say nothing
she
bad.
She did. It's,
oh, I am. God. I know
y'all
Jess ain't say nothing bad.
Y'all think I'm doing that for no reason? Like, for real, be honest.
I don't know.
No, real. To be honest, no. I don't think you just coming up here saying
bro, I'm not
I don't
no
like
petty
it for
person.
No, no, no. I don't think that. But what I do think that is I think that it's so many other people that say it, like, far worse than what I say. I've never talked shit about you.
Don't fuck with them either, though.
Because, right. For one, you're a young black woman, and mm-hmm. you're a mother. Mm-hmm. You're from the hood. Mm-hmm. As am I. All of those things. You feel me? So I can't really say I don't like you. I can't even act like I don't like you because I do. I don't agree with everything you say and do. That's
what
it.
You don't agree with then?
What you just said you didn't even say and you did say. You was like, fuck a lot of niggas.
I ain't say that though.
You did say that.
No, I did.
That was behind the scenes.
No, it
behind
wasn't.
The
I saw a video.
Word. No.
I'm
no,
can I tell you what happened?
About it behind
can
the
you tell me what
yes,
happened?
Yes, it was. Remember, the cameraman said she was walking
no,
out the club.
No, I saw the video.
But he said he taped it. He never put it out.
I saw the video.
He showed us the video. It never went out. And he never put it out. It was never
but
out.
Right, because
I don't even remember saying it.
Right.
But how y'all know I wasn't playing?
You said she was joking.
I just told you I was a comedian.
Yeah.
I know I wasn't joking.
It never went out. He showed us the video. She said she was being sarcastic.
Right. Mm-hmm. I troll people. Like, people be trying to be funny, and guess what? I'm going to be funny right back with you.
So that's why I asked
so
you.
She's a comedian. She's being funny.
She don't like me to say her name. That's why I asked you, who is the real Sexy Red? Like, because obviously you do troll. You do say things that you know is going to be controversial or people going, it's clickbait. You know what I mean? And that's what surrounds your name a lot. So I'm like, who is Sexy Red behind Sexy Red? And she don't like me saying your government name. Who is Sexy Red behind Sexy Red?
I'm just a cool, nonchalant person. I really don't care about nothing.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't.
Them okay. babies. Care about them babies.
Yeah. They the only thing I care about.
Yeah.
Money.
Do AKAs get mad at you because you just say ski?
No. I ain't even know that's what they be saying. People tell me and they like, they probably going to use your song to dance. Mm-hmm.
What does it mean? What is the meaning behind ski?
Can mm-hmm. you apologize to me? First,
sexy.
Holy
shit.
Sexy. I apologize for offending you in any way. I do not have beef with you. Okay. I just don't agree with everything you do and say. Okay. But I do love you as an artist. I love you as a woman.
That's right, because I heard you listening to my songs, and then that's
right.
That was before, and then that's when
dancing
after that,
to them and
I seen you down talking on me.
No, ma'am.
But you have
no,
to know, Sexy Red. You are a public figure now. People are going to have
oh, we have the clip.
Big,
we have the clip that we think that she's talking
about. Don't start nothing.
No,
she just apologized.
No, it's over.
No,
it's
let's hear it.
She just apologized. Because
Jess don't know what she apologizing for.
Yes, I do. I know every time I talked about her. That's why I said, yeah, but it don't mean I don't like her. And I never disrespect that it's people that be talking big shit about Sexy. And I'm like.
And they got it coming, for yeah, sure.
Well, you got some names? You got some people written
I got
down?
A list.
For real?
Who on your list?
It's a couple people on the hit list.
Can I, like, not be on there?
Yeah, take Jess off. Jess,
please, y'all.
We don't want no
that?
Smoke.
I was real happy to see Action Pablo's mouth. I was
but
like,
just joking
she not
when
coming.
She said it. Could just be joking.
She's a comedian. You know
no,
she joking.
No, she was dancer.
No, she wasn't.
Oh she was on here talking about me before.
She talks shit about me
about
all the time.
Her.
Me
no,
too.
No, no, no.
She
I just, don't talk shit. That's
she,
what I'm saying. I do
got,
talk shit about y'all.
Yeah, she talks
I don't
about
talk
me all
shit about her.
She just stopped being mad at me 2 days ago.
Yeah, because you be on some clown
she cursed
stuff,
me out the other day.
Like
on a voice note,
but
so.
That's not how I feel about her. I know y'all niggas. I don't know her. So I can't say. She didn't do nothing for me not to like her.
That's what
I
be saying.
Right.
Okay, let's listen then.
Let's listen.
Let's listen.
A little while back, Sexy Red got a lot of attention for saying that she trusted the wrong guy that gave her chlamydia twice. and we know that she was even shy about the details of her sex life.
You know what I'm saying?
She told my video guy when he asked her a question about
your video
body,
guy.
That was the nigga who showed us the video. Remember?
We met her. I'm trying to see the video. I already seen her talking shit. Did I say that?
Yeah, go ahead.
You got what's on your bucket list for this year? Get a lot of hoes, you know it.
Yeah, I play too much. But who would take that serious? Like,
yo, can I get that 1,000 though?
Nope. No.
You ain't find it. Now that you did see. I told him I was a liar.
But now that you see what I said. Like, it ain't, yo, it wasn't. Like, it
that's
wasn't.
Not the only clip though.
Damn.
I thought that was the worst one. I've literally never but said nothing worse than that.
Yeah, I ain't tripping no more because she said, yeah.
Can we start over?
And none of that is.
But how do you expect people not to react to stuff like that though?
And like she said, she be playing and shit. You know what I mean?
Man, I ain't the first person to say some wild shit. So I just be like,
nah, you know.
I feel like everybody just be coming down on me. Like, I don't even got to say nothing. They just be coming. They be trying to talk about my looks. Like, anything I do, they do.
I have never, ever came at her looks or nothing. Never done that to you.
No, not you.
You can never say that.
I'm just saying, like.
There's a girl in here I say look like Sexy Red around the eyes. She work here.
What? What you mean around the eyes?
Cause you'll see if she walk in here, she wear the same
glasses.
Because
she wear masks, so she wear the same glasses. That's
she can wear glasses every
day. You look like Sexy Red.
So can we start over, ladies?
Everybody always says somebody look like me. Like,
yeah,
I ain't got time.
Does it bother you? It clearly don't bother you when they say you and Thug are like brother and sister.
That's my twin.
Yeah,
that's my twin.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Sexy Red's here. She has an album, Hot Hood Hottest Princess, out tomorrow. Welcome. Can we start over now, please?
Out tomorrow.
Or it's out now. Can we start over, please?
Damn.
See, what the hell?
See, I don't know what's going on.
Now he's messing up.
You see what I'm saying? I don't know what's
happening. We ain't had to start over because she wouldn't continue with me until I apologized.
Well,
and I did, so now we can just move forward. We ain't got to start over. All y'all right. Doing
and
too
you
much.
The one fucking up. Man. Yeah.
Now you talking. That's the nigga to get on.
I can't be the light-skinned nigga all the time.
So do you know what gender the baby is?
Nope.
You don't want to know yet?
Nope.
Okay.
You don't believe in baby reveals? I feel like you'd have a fire gender reveal.
I was going to have a fire gender reveal, but nah, I ain't going to do all that.
Yeah.
Why you didn't want to do it? Just because?
Just because. I got too much going on. Like, my life too busy. My baby shower going to be like last minute. Mm-hmm. Like right before I can do. So.
Are you happy, Sexy Red? Like genuinely?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm happy. I love money.
She got love money. When does the baby do?
All of this that you got to do to get it though.
February.
Oh, February. Do you love all of this you got to do to get it?
No.
That's what you
I be tired. I be tired. And then I'm always busy. It just be too much.
Have you adjusted to the fame of it all?
No. Because I still be saying shit and they be like, you know they going to take that and twist it. Like, I don't be knowing what to say and what not to say. And like, I just still feel like I'm just a regular little, you know, I don't be feeling like I'm no celebrity.
Yeah,
you know, people be putting cameras in my face. I be like, why is they doing all that? Like, they be like, this what come with it. I don't be with all that though.
Yeah.
Was you really fucking Drake? That was another thing I saw when they asked you about Drake. You was like, I be fucking, we be fucking.
No, see, that's what I'm saying. I be playing.
How are you supposed to know when you playing, Sexy Red?
It don't matter. I feel like people take the internet too serious. That's why I be messing with y'all. Like,
yeah.
I play with y'all heads. Like,
I like that.
Y'all not going to really know what's going on. Y'all believe anything y'all see. I don't believe everything I see on the internet. I be like, man.
That's real.
This got to be fake. I be like, man, I don't believe this shit. Until I see the proof, then I be like, okay, I believe in it.
I believe that because you don't even like Hellcats for real.
Who don't? Yeah, I do.
I don't believe you.
Why not?
Why? You told me you lie all the time. So why should I believe you from now on? You don't like Hellcats.
I do. I tell the truth, but like, you gonna know when I'm lying.
That's what I tell people when I'm lying. I be like, yo, believe me even when I'm lying. And when I lie, I like to tell people I'm lying.
See, I just told you I was lying about that stat.
Okay.
I'm too cheap.
What the hell are we talking about?
So look, with a lot of eyes on you,
that's what like.
You know, you basically, you know, you have a lot of, like, your fan base done grown so much. You got high school, middle school, a bunch of kids looking up at you. Do you ever feel a way about seeing little kids online reciting your lyrics or, like, you know, a lot for this past Halloween, a lot of moms dressed their daughters up as Sexy Red? You know, how do you feel about, does that make you feel a way? Or it's like, because you're not obligated to be anybody's role model, but do you feel a type of way about it?
No, I feel like that's what's up. Like, because when I was little, I mean, we looked up to the older girls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ones that was bad, like, just because they do bad stuff, that don't mean, like,
they are a bad person.
Like they ain't no bad people. We still looked up to them. You know, they was probably talking crazy. Mm-hmm. They don't mean nothing. They just fuck with my personality. I feel like
I think when you come from a certain environment, you learn not to judge people for what they do when they're in survival mode.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't be judging nobody. I've been like that, though. I just let everybody do them because you never know what they going through. So I just be like, maybe they did that for a reason, so I don't be mad at nobody.
You got people from your hood leaning on you as far as, like, financials? Like, yo, Rad, I know you got it. Throw me something.
I just heard that somebody was in the hood talking stuff about me, talking about I ain't putting no guns in the hood and I ain't doing this and that. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. I be throwing block parties there, having barbecue, ice cream, like, mm-hmm. bouncy house. I be doing all kind of stuff for the hood. So I'm like, that's crazy to
me. Why would he want you to put guns in the hood?
Yeah.
They think I'm their protector. Y'all better get it like I got it, shit.
Yeah.
Rich
Baby Daddy, was your verse actually longer? Because it seems like it was short.
Yes, it was.
So Drake cut the verse?
Yeah. And he cut pieces up because that beat wasn't even on that beat. It was on another beat. And I had did a verse, like a 16 bar, and probably a little hook. And then he cut it up, chopped it up. He put two different songs together, actually.
Really?
Yeah. It was two different songs.
That should have been your song. That should have been you and SZA.
Why is that it?
I just think it would have took off more if it was from
just
you.
It's a number one record.
I don't.
It took off more.
You don't think
it's a number one record.
It's a number one record.
I think Drake made it take off. Shit.
Yeah, I know. I like the record. I love the record, actually.
Record's dope.
I be seeing y'all listen to it.
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah, they be turning up. They been that ass.
Did you see the conversation we had about your lyrics, right? And I was saying that... every generation, there's a woman rapper who pushes the boundary of lyrics. Like, you not really doing nothing different than Lil' Kim was doing, or even Salt and Pepper in the 80s. Like, everybody was considered edgy for their time.
That's all I be saying. Like, people be getting on me, but I be like... And then I be like, why is that the only thing y'all heard when I say something about a coochie? I talk about all kind of shit in my song. Mm-hmm. They take the coochie part and just... That's all she's talking about. Like, what? That's all y'all got from there? I be saying all kind of stuff in my song.
I mean, to be fair, the hook is called Pussy Pink, Booty Hole Brown. That is the hook.
Like, that song was strictly about Pound Town, so that's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're saying you have other songs in your catalog where you're not just talking about...
Yeah, so I'd be like, why do y'all think I just rap about that all day? Like, I don't understand.
If that's the only song somebody's heard, I can understand why they would come to that conclusion.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite song so far of your own?
Pound Town.
Because
you got me out the trenches.
Yeah.
Pound Town got you out the trenches.
I love it. Yeah. I knew it was, though. Like, when I recorded, I came out the booth. I'm like, this the one. This going to get me out the hood. I told everybody. Mm-hmm. I told him that.
So when your team heard that hook, what was your team's thing, like, my pussy pink, my booty hook? What was...
That was... Everybody was laughing. We was all in the studio laughing because I was freestyling.
Yeah.
And then they was like, be serious. Like, this ain't serious. You ain't serious.
Be serious. And you was like, this is going to be it.
I'm like, this, they going to like it. They going to fuck with it. Trust me. And they like, no. They wasn't believing it.
So who put it out then? Because if they didn't believe it, I know they was like, we not putting this one
out.
They
finally did after so long, because I was like, man, when is we dropping Pound Town? Like, let's shoot the video. They kept making me shoot other shit. And I'm like, let's do Pound Town. They was making me do all kind of other stuff. And then they finally just was like, all right, you so passionate about this song. We going to drop it and let's see what it do.
Took
and
the fuck off.
Took off. I said, I told you. I knew it.
And from that point on, they got to listen to you.
Yeah, but they was already listening to me before because, like, I'm with an independent label, so I can make my own decisions.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But that song, they was just like, mm-mm. But now they be like, okay, she knows she strategized. She knows what she's talking about. She know what her people like type shit.
Now, people said that you leaked your sex tape on purpose because of Pound Town. You wanted them to show what color it was.
No, that was the wackest video, bro. I was tired. I'm fat, pregnant. Didn't even feel like doing shit on there. So that's why I'm like, and then that's the one that fucking get leaked. I got all kind of stuff in my phone.
How does stuff get leaked in 2023?
I don't know, bro. Mm-hmm.
Somebody stole your phone? Or?
No. It was in the moment and then... Set the phone down, but I ain't the one that did it. It was in the moment, set the phone down, threw it, and then, you know, and then it had accidentally pressed.
She said she got all types of worse shit on her phone. You don't delete it now, no. After that?
It's my phone. Don't y'all got shit in y'all phone?
Real no. Bad.
Exactly.
Shit, I don't know why they lying. I do.
That's what I'm saying. I got all kinds of, man, when I say, like, I could really go viral, I could be a star.
But I don't for reasons like that. Somebody break into your phone?
No, nobody broke into my phone. I already know what happened. But I could really be a star if I post the real stuff.
I think you should tell people what happened so it don't happen to other people.
I just did.
You said you just threw the phone and it...
Okay, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. It was on Instagram, like a little short clip video, like just making it on Instagram and saved it to the phone, then threw the phone, but the video still was on my screen. Mm-hmm. And then threw the phone and it got accidentally pressed like that.
Mm. Like sent to public.
Yeah. Like who gonna do that on purpose? I was like, what? And this was the wackiest video. Like, y'all really don't want me to post the real ones now. I turns up.
I don't think that you posted it yourself. I don't think you leaked it yourself because it took you a minute to post again. Like you didn't go online.
Yeah, I
go
was
live until like a week.
I was
like,
hot. Like,
it was a minute.
So I was hot.
Yeah.
Who was you mad at? Yourself? Just mad at yourself, like.
Well, that it happened. Period.
Yeah.
That it got out.
I ain't the one did it. It wasn't me.
So somebody did it?
Yes.
It was mad at you?
No, it was an accident, but it still was like you dumb. Like, pay attention, be smarter. Mm. Like, you moving too loose. Like.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you in love now, Sexy Red?
Yeah, with the money.
Because everybody wondering who your baby daddy is.
It might be you, Charlamagne.
No, don't do that. I'm a married man.
Wow.
Might be Charlamagne. I'm a married man. Must be immaculate conception.
Did you see Charlamagne before he, you know, had his... Oh, his
surgery.
Face done.
I was her type.
Yeah, no, nah, hell no. Not old Charlamagne. Yeah. Hell no. You know I ain't never saying
what you get done.
Now let me see. I just pulled up shit that I did.
Chemical pills and stuff. I had discoloration.
He bleached his skin. He bleached.
I had really bad discoloration.
Bleached his skin. He did his eyebrows.
No, basically, yo was ugly. Basically, that's just what it was. I'm gonna show you. Y'all pulling up shit I did. Stop playing.
So
all
did you
gotta
have
to put old Charlamagne?
Yeah, I had discoloration. Like it was like I had like patches, like dog patches.
Like a raccoon.
I
gotta see.
You never heard when Drake said like Charlamagne, you got the light in the dog patches?
Uh-uh.
That's what I used to have like dog patches.
For real.
Yeah. So here you go, right there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I look like your first baby daddy in it.
Hell nah.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah, yeah, you do look different though.
Yeah, yeah. So
you
just
got
know,
your nose done too?
No.
Just know if the baby is that ain't what it's gonna look like.
Oh, yeah.
This is gonna be.
Ooh, I changed my mind.
Would you ever want to get married, Sexy Red? You think?
I feel like marriage that ain't real. Like you could sign, you could have a whole ceremony and still get cheated on.
Yeah,
I do it just to do it, like, cause it looked like a good time.
Like
you confessing your love in front of everybody, mm-hmm. But I feel like that's all it is. You just confessing your love in front of people.
So it's the cheating, like the cheating is
what. Yeah, people be doing some wrong stuff.
You could be in a real relationship with somebody who love you, and there might be some infidelity on both sides.
No, it's not supposed to. What's the point of us doing all this in front of people? Act like we gonna be together and not mess with other people. Like it be married people catching AIDS and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's not right.
You never been cheated on?
Yeah, that's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's why she can sit here and talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, only because I got cheated on, but I don't be the cheating first.
And that don't mean you don't love the person.
Right. But that don't mean, like, I could be faithful. I could be real faithful when I love somebody. But once you show me you not faithful, then it's like, what is we doing? Why is that? Why I got to be faithful then?
Yeah. Is this really who you are? It's just like a act? Because
what?
Just in general.
What's the act?
I'm saying, is it? I'm asking.
Yeah, I'm just a real ass bitch.
Mm-hmm. I like she fake or something.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Man.
I don't get what
he
saying.
Basically,
it's
what
you
my
act.
Question.
That's right.
Huh? What's the act?
What an act.
Right. I ain't asking. You re-asked her my question, but you talking about she acting. I said, who is it? Because she ain't like when I say her real name.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I said, who is Sexy Red? Behind Sexy Red, who is her? Mm-hmm. She don't like her name being said, but I was saying, who is
I'm
that person?
I'm a fur ass bitch.
Yeah,
I play the game fair. I don't cross nobody. I don't steal. But once I see you doing me wrong, like, I'm always cool. I come off cool. But once I see you got a problem with me, then it's just like, all right, that's what we doing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how I am. I'm not a mean person, a hater, none of that. Like, I give people their props.
And I'm an energy person. Like, I know, like, number one,
yeah.
I know you're not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So people try to play you with that, just because you say things on purpose. To get a rise out of people. That's why I ask, is this
not
really
even
good?
To get a rise. I mean, like, people, funny people, they just be saying shit.
I know.
I'm a character too, like, So I just be saying shit sometimes.
Okay.
That's how they be.
That's why I was asking, is Sexy Red just a character? Our character.
No, I'm saying, like, we funny.
Yeah.
Like, I'm funny, I'm cool, nonchalant, like.
So everything you say ain't meant to even be taken serious, you know what I mean? Basically what you saying.
Yeah.
She's
so y'all good now. We good. We all good here.
Yeah, yo.
I'm just making sure. I'm just making sure.
Ask number 13, Jess. I can't ask that. Ask number 13.
Number 13.
I guess these, I could, though, but
Sexy,
I
these ain't my questions. I ain't
I'm
my
so
own
like,
shit
what the hell
like,
going on?
That's a lie.
There's rumors that you. What?
I'm just fucking with you.
This what they want me asked. There's rumors that you and NLE Choppa was a thing for a minute. What happened with y'all?
Who the hell made that up?
Charlamagne. Yeah.
Come on now.
I never thought that.
Why you think I would do something like that?
Why you tell her to ask and not you?
Exactly. Because I didn't want to ask you about sleeping with somebody, but I remember I
you
asked
already
you.
Did.
I know. I just stupid.
Twice.
I know. I like to lie too, sexy.
Nah.
I don't be talking about, I don't be asking questions like that.
Nah, man, NLE wouldn't never know. Why would we? I ain't fuck no industry nigga. If that's what y'all want to know, I ain't had sex with nobody. They be choosing, though, for sure.
They be in the DMs crazy.
Yeah, they be choosing.
They be wanting to know.
I don't care. They, people be on the internet trying to like, oh, she ugly. I never been with a sexy red. You can find a sexy red on the block. It them be the same niggas in my inbox, and I probably ignore them or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, niggas be really choosing, for real.
Why do people, when people say, I wouldn't fuck no industry nigga, what's the difference between an industry nigga?
Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, I never, they be on there with me. I ain't never fucked nothing, though. Like, people be making a big deal out of, oh, he got some money, he... Mm-hmm. I don't be tripping off stuff like that. Like, I ain't never been that type.
Mm-hmm. I think sexy red.
I still be in the hood.
Be at home, cooking, loving on her man. I think you want you a good domesticated woman. That's what I believe.
You think she be loving on her man?
Clearly.
Do you?
That's why she pregnant now. And he know that. That's what I mean when I say it's just real. I believe it's you are who you say you are, but I believe like all of that freak shit you be talking, that ain't, you ain't, you about that with him.
She just said, I was ready. She just said she a whole star. She could be a star.
I don't just be fucking niggas. Like, I don't just be on there. Like, that's what I'm saying. When people's bringing up that stuff about, like, when I said I had caught chlamydia, it wasn't my fault.
Right.
Niggas be cheating.
Right. Yeah, that ain't
my damn fault.
Yeah, no, no, no. It was when you said you spent the block on them and shit.
It was my baby.
I mean, you spent. Oh, okay. All right. So, all right. I got you. All right.
Now, niggas be cheating, though. So.
Yeah.
You locked up? That's the one that's locked up? Because you, the Free My Nigga song you got?
Yeah,
that's the first baby daddy.
Yeah,
he gave you chlamydia.
Damn, why you gonna put this information out? Why you gonna put that man?
She just said that.
We don't know who did.
First of all, is he upset you pregnant now? I know that nigga can't wait to come home to try to get you.
Yeah, but he not like trying to fight me. Me and my baby daddy, we real cool. Like,
okay,
he know. Like, I mean, sometimes people they self a situation. Like, you left me.
Yeah,
with your son, so it's like
he ain't leave. It's not like he wanted to go.
He was doing shit to make himself like, you know.
When's he coming home?
I don't know. Soon, hopefully.
That's big cheating.
He says
you got pregnant while he was locked up.
Nah,
that's big cheating.
Nah, he did.
Come on now.
We wasn't together though. Man, my baby daddy broke up when my son was 6 months. My son 3 now, but we always was like still cool. He still was coming out of my house. He knew I ain't had no other niggas. Like I just was a stay at home mama.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Doing me, like, before Pound Town dropped, I just was at home with my son, because I can't do shit. I got my son all the time.
Was he supportive when you was rapping? Was he supportive?
Yeah. He was very supportive. He used to get my son whenever I had a show, whatever I had to do.
Yeah.
And what were you doing before you were rapping, before you decided to rap?
I was doing her. Yeah, I used to do her.
Dang, go to St. Louis. I was doing her.
What, like installations? Wig installations and stuff?
Everything.
For real?
Yeah, braids, all that.
I don't believe you.
Lashes. I did everything.
Show me somebody here you did. Was you good?
Really?
You was good?
I was great.
He was a clown, y'all.
Ain't nobody in St. Louis was going to you for no.
I was a hood hottest hairstylist.
I don't believe you got to show me.
That's how everybody knew me, because I was doing everybody hair.
So how you go to here to start rapping? What made you start rapping then?
I just did some shit. Like, my baby daddy, this one, he was my boyfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
He was cheating on me. He used to, my first baby, oh my God, he used to always cheat on me.
Mm. Is he sick now? Now that you're successful, did he call you all the time? Like, hey.
Nah, but they be in jail, like, talking about me and stuff. So he heard everything. But nah, he was just cheating on me all the time. And then I had made a diss song about him. Because it was this, like, he was cheating all the time. You know, your nigga fucking with a lot of bitches, but it's one bitch you know that he really like.
Mm-hmm.
So I seen the one bitch, I'm like, ooh, I hated this bitch so bad.
You ain't do nothing.
Oh, baby, I did do something.
That's the point of the story.
I did. I definitely did. Got pressed.
And you thought I was messy.
He messy. He just wanted me to say something.
You ran down on him?
On her and him. Period. I didn't call my baby daddy in so much shit. A girl told me, oh, I see your baby daddy at this room. I done came, knocked on the door, it was a random girl walking down the hall. I'm like, knock on this door. And when he opened the door, get out the way. Because I'm like, bitch, I'm running in.
I know that's right.
I bust in that motherfucking room so fast.
So you done key cars, you done broke windshields, you done flattened tires.
Egg cars, all kinds of shit.
What's the worst thing you done did to
him? Hold on, what happened when you busted in the room?
I beat their ass. I beat his ass and her ass. They was running from me. Both of them was running. They was scared.
Mm.
He already, like, the wrath of a woman getting cheated on is not.
Yeah.
And what's the worst thing you did to an ex? or it's called it's property?
The worst thing I did is got pregnant. I
mean, damn.
For real, because me and my baby daddy, we said we'd never have babies outside of each other. That was supposed to be my only baby daddy. But right, that right. was like, that's just something we both was like, damn.
So you did that on purpose. You couldn't wait to tell him.
I didn't do that on purpose. I was scared to tell him. Everybody was telling him. I knew I was pregnant, but everybody was already snitching on me. I'm like, no, that's not true. He like, it is.
So you looking him dead in his face lying, knowing
he
you
was
had
in
a,
jail.
Knowing you ain't had a period.
He was in jail.
Oh. Knowing that you ain't have a period. What? Hey, yo.
Nah, but look, he was my baby daddy. He used to be cheating on me, so I had made a diss song about him. And then he was like, I rapped it to him. He was like, dang, that mug hard. So then that's when we'd be in the car around his friends. He like, rap your song to them, show them your song. So now I rapped the song. They like, oh, you actually know how to rap. So I'm like, for real, y'all fucking with it. Then that's when I just went to the studio and made a real song.
You see what I'm talking about? He inspired and
what,
you.
And was that a thousand jugs?
No. Nah. The song, the first song I made is called Slide.
Oh, okay, see, I don't know. But, yeah. but A Thousand Jugs, that was like, that went viral online 2018, though.
Yeah, like but that was like the third song.
Oh, okay. You give him royalties on the record since he inspired you? Actually, you should give him and her royalties.
Hell nah. I don't play that royalty shit. Mm. I did this shit.
What you looking for? You still looking for that hair?
It's right here. I just ain't.
Let me see.
Oh, boy. Make sure he don't see no other video, but you said you got mad ish in
right,
that phone.
Yeah, hold your own phone, because he had your phone scrolling up and down.
That shit look good as hell. How much you charge?
For real.
A stack.
You can't help. I used to do everybody hair.
So I did everybody hair.
I did this. Her hair was blue. I dyed it red, curled it.
Hair by Trill Red. That was your name?
Yeah, but when I got famous and started rapping, I had to change it from Trill to Sexy Red.
Why? Somebody already had Trill trademark?
Yep. That's Webby and them shit.
Oh, how much you used to charge for them the braids? She do some good ass braids.
Damn, yeah. And weave. And she kind of look like you. I always thought this every time.
See, y'all really like each other.
See, look at that. Look at that. Look at that little friendship. Look at that.
Y'all really like each other.
Y'all stupid.
Yeah, so I ain't no shame.
I like her again, I guess.
Okay. So it hurts your feelings more.
Yeah,
it hurts your feelings. Like, damn, I fuck with you.
I'm sorry.
That's how I be feeling when she do me. I be like, damn, I love you and you do me like this.
But I definitely get where she was coming from because people are always coming down on her.
So I be shocked when it be certain people. I be like, damn, I not just.
I feel you.
Like when it be some people, I be like, bitch, I ain't fuck with you anyway. Bitch, fuck you. But when it's somebody I fucked with, I be like, damn, I'm like.
You like, damn, I want to do her hair. I fuck with Jess.
Right. Yo,
I did.
Would you ever open a head somewhere?
Yeah, which I was gonna say, and own a chain of them, like.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, okay, that's what's up.
But
in St. Louis,
I be so busy.
Yeah,
I be too busy. I wanted to do a salon with makeup, hair, nails, just everything, clothes.
That's what you should do.
She got to hire people to help her do that.
Invest your money. You got good people with you. You got my man David Gross with you. That's his lane.
Yeah. I already know he was helping me, but now I don't know. I'm probably just gonna do apartments for now. And then, like, I got all kind of shit coming up. Like, people be thinking, oh, this her same stack of money. They just really don't know. Baby, I'm having this shit for real.
Yeah.
I'm really is.
Yeah, invest it while the getting is good. That's you don't know how long this going to last.
Yeah, we definitely finna invest.
Are there any other artists that you wanted to collab with that you always wanted to work with?
I always wanted to work with Chief Keef, but we finally doing music now.
That's what's up.
Oh, y'all do some records together?
Yeah, more than one, more than two.
Ooh.
That's good.
How impactful was some of the St. Louis huge acts, whether it was Nelly or Chingy on you, if at all?
They was like the only people that really took off from the city. Not saying SZA didn't, or it's a
SZA.
I thought SZA was from Jersey.
Yeah, I thought SZA was from Jersey.
Nah, she from St. Louis, but I guess she moved to Jersey when she got a little older.
Oh,
I thought she was.
I didn't know SZA was from St. Louis. That's
yeah, she from St. Louis.
Oh, okay,
but people don't know that, so
yeah,
they gonna think Nelly or Chingy, and that was like 20 years back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they be saying like I was next up, like the next person out the St. So it's like big, it's major.
But I'm sure a lot of people in St. Louis look up to you because they can see themselves in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'm relatable for real, like just a regular old girl from the north side for real.
Like when you was on stage barefoot and pregnant. Doing the chicken head?
My feet was hurting. I had to take the shoes off.
Doing the chicken head.
Because when she did, she got heels on. You can tell it hurts. So she like, shit, I'm about to just start doing this without heels.
I hate wearing heels on stage.
I want them to get you some nice red slippers, though.
You think so?
Yeah. Because you don't know what what's going on with these stages? You don't know if they clean these stages. Like, no, I'm just saying, you know.
You said the stages is dirty.
The stages could be dirty.
But yeah, I just don't know. As soon as I get off stage, I got my peoples right there. As soon as I walk off, it's a chair for me.
Mm-hmm.
I sit down, they got the disinfecting wipes, the towel, my shoes, they clean my feet.
All that. Dope.
Yep. As soon as I get as soon as I get off stage, they got every time.
Well, Sexy, we glad that you could join us.
Thank you so much.
I'm happy that you did come.
Yeah.
I'm happy that you, look, she was honest. I'm happy that you was honest. I'm happy that I got you to look at me and all of that. And I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all for having me.
So that means Jess can't talk about you no more?
No.
Ever?
Nope.
Even if y'all agree. I know she be trolling.
Regardless of what you do.
She just came up here and said, I be trolling. Like, I'm regular. If y'all think this, all right, I'm going to let y'all go ahead and think that. I don't care to clear nothing up.
Like,
yeah.
I don't clear rumors up. Like, whatever you heard, believe it. Mm-hmm. That's on you.
I got you.
Yeah. You got to know me to know me. Like,
yeah.
That's right. Because we don't know none of these people online. So who give a damn about their opinion anyway?
Right.
Who cares about what other people is doing is what I be wanting to know. Because that's what I don't understand. I don't be tripping off what nobody else got going on because it's like they the ones got to live their life, not me. So that's what I'm saying. I don't be judging people. I just don't care.
Are you going to sit down anytime? Because the baby due in February. It's almost Christmas. You're going to have to sit down.
I am.
Okay.
I'm going to sit down on the 23rd probably.
Oh, right before Christmas. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and lastly, you know, New York missed you because you were supposed to perform in New York and Philly for Powerhouse.
Man,
I was sick.
I was sick. Mm-hmm. My doctor. And I still was trying to go work. I had the flu, my whole body was hot. Everything was hot. I was breaking out into sweats. I had to sit in the hospital.
Damn.
Yeah, for real. I was like real fucked up. And then that's around the time they said my cervix was spreading. Mm-hmm. So they like, when I say I couldn't even stand up straight, like I was bent over the whole time. Mm-hmm. I was in so much, I was crying. I was in so much pain. I couldn't walk. Oh my God, I was hurt. Mm. I was hurt. I sure remember that pain. But I was mad that I missed it too, because I'm like, I really want to go. And I kept trying to go, but my doctor was like, no, you have to stay.
Your health is way more important.
Yeah,
way more
important. Then I even left the hospital and I ended up having to go back to the hospital.
Damn, Tina Turner, you can't be leaving a hospital.
If you discharge yourself, whatever happened to you when you leave, it's not on us. Yeah. They like, you gonna sign these papers, discharge yourself. I'm like, I gotta go. I gotta go do this.
When you had a baby, you gonna take the baby out with you? Are you gonna give yourself some maternity leave before you get back out there?
Yeah, I'm still gonna be working and stuff, but I mean, like, cause work don't stop just cause you had kids.
Yeah,
that's right.
So I'm still gonna be working, but my baby gonna be with me.
You gonna breastfeed?
No. She gonna hurt. But my mama be with me. Like, my son, he down here with me right now. He with my mama.
That's beautiful. Nice.
Yeah, he was with me this morning. That's why I was a little late, because he was asleep, and I don't like when people wake him up out of his sleep. I'm like, they banging on my door. I'm like, my son is in here asleep. Chill out. For real. Yeah.
Oh, so you travel with your family and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. That's just how mom is here, too. Mom is like a
now, nanny. People don't be knowing these kind of things. Yeah. Like, they be thinking, because I be seeing them on the internet calling me a deadbeat. They be like, she leave her son. They just don't know. My son is right with me every time. As soon as I leave the studio, as soon as I leave her and I got to go back to my room, my mom going to throw him back at me. Get your son, won't you? But she ain't even got to do that. Because
like
I'm
a real
be
black
him.
Mama. Good, here you go.
Yeah. I be ready for my son, though. Yeah. I be like, mom, I'm on my way. Have him ready. So he can come with me, because my son be missing me, and I know I try to spend all the time I can with him.
And that's why I ask, is it an act? But I don't think it's an act. It's just another side of you.
Yes.
People haven't seen the other side. They haven't seen the mother, the girlfriend. They haven't seen that yet. Yeah. Because you got a boo.
Yeah, but that's my personal life. I feel like if I can't have nothing to myself, then it's like,
right.
I don't want to just be all out there and then everybody think they know every single thing about me. Like, I still want something that I can go home to. Mm. Y'all don't know this about me. Y'all don't know that about me. Like, I'm just chilling.
You
know?
Like to read, don't you?
Got you.
No.
Oh, okay.
Why? Because you wear glasses, yo?
Stupid.
I don't mean nothing.
So she can see
got glasses don't mean that they don't read everything.
Stupid. Well, Sexy Red, we appreciate you for joining us. You know what I do need? I need Looking for Them Hoes Clean.
You and the God, though.
I say, yeah, I played it.
I need Looking for the Hoes Clean. Because every time I play the damn dirty version, I always get in trouble.
You and the God.
I need
Looking
for the Hoes Clean. Got me? All right,
you believe
cool.
in God, though.
Yeah, I mean.
Uh-oh.
I do, but I feel like when bad stuff happens, I be like.
Why?
I mean, like, I believe in God, but I feel like it's not a real person. It's a Holy Spirit. Like, that's the way the earth works. Like, if you, whatever you put in the earth, it literally come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's karma. It's like, you know how, like, something just bound to happen? Mm. That's just the way earth works. Yeah. And I feel like that's what they think God is, the Holy Spirit. Like, mm-hmm. they call that God. Like, when you do something, you, your instinct tell you don't go here, they're going to say, that's God. But it's like, that's the way the earth works. It's your instinct.
Do you pray?
Yeah, every night.
End us in a prayer right now.
Don't feel pressured to pray. Like,
you can never pressure me, Charlamagne. Charlamagne.
Charlamagne. My girl, DJ Envy. All right, let's get out of here. Sexy Red, ladies and gentlemen.
Appreciate you, Sexy
Thank
Red.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Don't
you
be a stranger.
Yes. Appreciate y'all.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.